This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze while Jerusalem sees clear skies. Haifa is calm with a gentle warmth, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Yahnet reports from earlier today that at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations occurred in the last 4 days as Israel remains silent. Also, coming in now from Walla, a secret campaign by Mossad aims to prevent the rehabilitation of missile industries in Iran. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF struck Lebanon after a Hezbollah ceasefire violation earlier today. Separately, The Times of Israel notes that Trump is sending Witkoff and Kushner for talks with Iran's foreign minister in Pakistan in the coming days. And finally, N12 confirms that 11-year-old Nasya Karadi, critically injured by an Iranian missile in Bnei Brak, has died today. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, an IDF spokesperson in Arabic, reported earlier today about an attempted Iranian sabotage plan involving Iraq and foreign funding, with the IDF closely monitoring the situation. Hiba Nasr shared a written statement from the Lebanese ambassador to Washington, Nada Hamadeh Mouawad, expressing gratitude to President Trump for his commitment. Al-Arabiya Eng highlighted comments from former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy, questioning if Trump surrounds himself with advisors who echo his views. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah ceasefire violations, Ynet reports that despite the ceasefire extension announced by Trump, Hezbollah continues to attack Israeli forces and northern communities. This includes the downing of drones by the IDF. The ongoing tension raises concerns about the effectiveness of the ceasefire and the potential for escalation. Turning to the Mossad's secret campaign. According to Walla, Mossad operates to prevent Iran from rebuilding its missile industries, focusing on remaining infrastructure. Security officials warn of Iran's accelerated production efforts. This highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to curb Iranian military capabilities. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, the IDF strike followed Hezbollah's rocket fire into Israel earlier today, as reported by JNS. This response underscores the fragility of the current ceasefire and the IDF's readiness to act against provocations. Civilians on both sides remain on edge as tensions persist. In diplomatic developments, The Times of Israel notes Trump's decision to send Witkoff and Kushner for talks with Iran in Pakistan. This marks a significant diplomatic move, with Vance on standby if talks progress. The U.S. also prepares new plans for the Strait of Hormuz, while Israel assesses the implications of these talks. Finally, the tragic confirmation from N12 of Nasha Karadi's death. She was critically injured by an Iranian missile on Passover Eve in Bnei Brak. This loss brings to light the devastating human cost of the ongoing conflict and the impact on families and communities. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Vast Data's valuation has soared to $30 billion after raising $1 billion amid a boom in AI infrastructure. This makes it Israel's most valuable private tech company. Separately, Globes confirms that Vast Data's funding will help it consolidate its role as a central AI operating system, strengthening its position in the AI ecosystem. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Azrieli shopping centers have adopted a new branding language, emphasizing a blend of leisure and shopping. Dana Azrieli states, this reflects their vision for customer experience. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.